Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is the eve of the hour day of the meeting of the Lord by the Simeon, the incarnate, when he was brought as a little baby and 40 days old with his mother into the temple. And as you know, Simeon and Simon had was given, Mother of God gave him the baby so that he can hold the baby. And of course, as you heard from the services, that when he saw the Mother of God holding the baby, he went immediately on his knees and kissed her feet, because he knew that she was holding God the Almighty. And how many times we have to be disappointed to hear that so many people stop believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is actually the creator of the whole universe, and that he is part of the Holy Trinity, which is one God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Son was born of God before any creation, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from God the Father, and it's all one God in the three faces. My beloved, he, the Son of God, came down to show us humility, to show us a way that we can be freed from all kinds of tortures which is caused by the pride. The pride is causing us all kinds of tortures, all kinds of terrible things. We can't stand. We can't stand when somebody crosses ourselves, and we have angers and we have hatred, and finally we just the pride, we don't pamper ourselves, if we don't get our will, the pride causes us to not to even want to live. And so many people commit suicide because they cannot bear having somebody belittle them and this world, because they think so highly of themselves. And my beloved, this is a wrong approach. Our Lord had given us a true sign of humility. He came being the creator of all the universe. He came down on this earth to show us the way to the kingdom of heaven through humility. He himself, as you know, was born in a cave with animals in a bad weather. And he was put in a manger instead of being born as a king of kings. And in honor, he was immediately being persecuted. And the Herod, as you know, wanted to kill him. And all his life, most of the people, his own people, the Israelites, they didn't want to accept him, especially the princes and clergy of his own church. They didn't want to accept him. As you heard today's gospel, it's that he was brought before the Pilate, and they demanded that the Pilate would sentence him to be crucified. And when Pilate questioned him and didn't find anything worthy of him to be crucified for, then he wanted to release him. But they demanded that he would release Barabbas, who was a murderer, and who had made an uprising and had murdered people. And my beloved, and they cried for him to be released instead of Christ, who had done so many, literally thousands of miracles in resurrecting the dead, and taught the people all about the truth that will set them free, that will bring them into the kingdom of heaven. And He was crucified, and as in today's reading the Gospel, as he was crucified, he had cried out to the God the Father that he would forgive them, for they do not know what they were doing. And this is the love that Christ has. He doesn't want even those who had crucified him to be perishing. He wants everybody to be saved. You have to realize the love that the Lord has, but he won't force us to go to the kingdom of heaven or go into his embrace unless we want it. But to want it, we have to learn to love him. And if we learn to love him, then we will be able to truly love each other and be able to also deny ourselves the things for the benefit of our neighbor. And we'll be willing, even if need to be, to die for our neighbor, as the Lord has showed us the example that what he had done. He had died for me and for you, for all the people in the world, my beloved. This is the love that the Lord wants to instill in our hearts, so that we'll be able to sacrifice for the sake of the love of our neighbors. And of course, our neighbors is not only members of the family, but it's all the people, and all those, even those who had fallen away from Christ and who have no love for him. We have to have the love for them by asking God to bring them about. How many saints have done that when they were tortured by terrible torturers, but they prayed that the Lord is going to bring them about, bring them to the truth. And a couple of days from now, you have a saint that had prayed for the torturers and was able to convert those torturers to the love of Christ, and then they have become saints also, my beloved. We have to learn to love God, for he loves us so that he has sent his only begotten Son to save us, to come and to take the punishment for our sins. He wants us to follow in his example in having a self-sacrificial love for our neighbors, so that we'll be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.